Stone Island Preaching Axes.
These next two fishing access site acquisitions, I'm going to turn it over to Dustin Ramoy, who's our fishing access site coordinator. Dustin, are you available?
I am. Thank you, Eileen. Chairman Colton and commissioners, my name's Dustin Ramoy. I'm the fishing access site coordinator. The first FAS endorsement proposal that I would like to present to you today is for the Yellowstone Islands complex. It's located downstream of Reed Point and upstream of Columbus on the Yellowstone River. This project would be funded with NRD dollars, which have been identified as priority dollars to be spent on acquisitions in this this area of the Yellowstone River. The program has the NRD program has a EA, programmatic EA in place. And through that process, there was strong public support for these types of projects in that area. This island complex has a very unique primitive experience available due to the isolation being an island, as well as preserving the existing riparian habitat in that area. Because of the primitive nature of this proposed FAS, there'd be very little burden on FWP staff to operate and manage the property, which significantly decreases costs to manage and keep the property in the FAS system. With commission endorsement, the department would go forward with their due diligence on the acquisition of this property. And staff's recommendation is for the commission to endorse the proposed fishing access site acquisition. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Dustin. I'll go ahead and the move that the department put out for comment, the proposed acquisition of the fishing access, primitive fishing access site in Region 5.
Second.
Mr. Ramoy, I do have a question, if I could, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Been down there recently, enjoyed the float, and I think these islands are a great asset. There's quite a bit of upland associated with the MDT property, if I recall correctly. Is that involved in this, or is it strictly the islands?
Chairman Colton, Commissioner Byorth, fortunately, the islands are actually their own parcels that are separate from the upland portion of the property that MDT owns. So our FAS would only be the islands in the Yellowstone River.
Thank you.
Good question, Pat. This is a great project, and I think this would be well utilized, and I've been by it many times. So any further comment or question from the commission? Any comment from the public on the proposed Yellowstone Island FAS?
Commissioners?
Yeah.
This is Nick Givock with the Montana Wildlife Federation. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Great. Well, I just want to say that we wholeheartedly support this project. This is a really unique and fantastic environment down in that country, and we think we need more public access sites like this, and this will be a great opportunity for both hunting and fishing, as well as just general outdoor recreation like camping. So it's a great project, and we hope you can get this one done. Thank you.
Thank you. Further public comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Again, Clayton Elliott with Montana Trout Unlimited. Just wanted to stand up and support this project and thank Dustin globally for the work he does on these FAS projects. They're really well put together, and I think they come to you ready to go, and that's a testament to his hard work. I would just say this particular parcel, I think you've heard, has ecological benefit. And also, I think a great access benefit to the public too is this stretch of river starts to get used a little bit more, which I think is great because it's a unique ecological area of the Yellowstone River. So look forward to continuing to keep this one moving. Thanks.
Thank you, Clayton. Further public comment?
Chair Colton, there's no more public comment.
Yes, Dustin, thank you for your hard work on all of these. If there's no further comment from the commission, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Cornell Park, FAS, Region 3.